Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Andrew, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, Hamas has recently released videos of several hostages being held in Gaza. In each case, it's the first time their families had seen them alive since they were taken during the October 7th attack. Why are they releasing these videos now? That's after a short break.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This is Hirsch Goldberg Polin identifying himself at the start of the video released by Hamas last Wednesday. It's the first time he's been seen since he was filmed being loaded onto a pickup truck on October 7th, with part of his left arm missing. He'd been attending the Supernova Music Festival when Hamas-led gunmen from Gaza stormed Israel's border security fence. According to numbers from the Israeli government, about 1,200 people were killed and 253 hostages were seized. During the attack, Hirsch sought refuge in a bomb shelter with several other people, but gunmen gathered outside and began throwing in grenades. The latest footage of Hirsch is undated, but in it he says he's been held for almost 200 days. It shows him up against a white wall, looking gaunt and talking directly into the camera. Speaking under duress, he criticizes the Israeli government's attempts to negotiate the release of hostages still held in Gaza and says he's in need of urgent medical care. His parents released their own video in response.
Seeing the video of Hirsch today is overwhelming. We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being, as well as that of all of the other hostages and all of those suffering.
Since his capture, his parents, Rachel and John, have been vocal in calling for an end to the suffering of both the hostages and Palestinian civilians.
And we're here today with a plea to all of the leaders of the parties who have been in negotiating to date. That includes Qatar, Egypt, the United States, Hamas, and Israel. Be brave, lean in, seize this moment, and get a deal done to reunite all of us with our loved ones and to end the suffering in this region.
Recent attempts to negotiate the release of hostages in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel have stalled.
We're going to begin in West Jerusalem, where scuffles have broken out between police and protesters who've gathered outside the residence of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're demanding that Netanyahu does more to secure the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza. The demonstrators gathered following the release of a video by Hamas of a captive, Hirsch Goldberg Polin, who was taken.
The video of Hirsch sparked a new round of protests in numerous Israeli cities. Demonstrators clashed, at times violently, with police, demanding the release of those still held in Gaza, calling Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu an obstacle to the deal, and vowing to keep protesting until he leaves power. But so far, the government's response has been to double down.
Until Hamas releases our hostages, the IDF will continue to pursue Hamas everywhere in Gaza. This is an urgent call for action. We will leave no stone unturned in our efforts to find our hostages. This psychological terror video is not only a reminder of what Hamas did on October 7th. It is a reminder of how sick this terror group is, terrorizing the hostages and their families too.
As well as domestic discontent, the government is facing criticism from outside Israel too. With an ever-worsening humanitarian crisis unfolding in Gaza, the US has warned that its support is not entirely unconditional. So, will any of this change the course of the war? We'll have more after the break.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tonight, Hamas releasing another video showing two hostages, 47-year-old Omri Miron and American-Israeli 64-year-old Keith Siegel. This undated video is the first time the two have been seen during their 204 days in captivity.
Over the weekend, Hamas published more footage of hostages being held in Gaza. Again, the videos are undated and filmed under duress, but Omri Miron says he has been held for 202 days, and Keith Siegel mentions the recent Jewish holiday of Passover, indicating the clips were filmed recently. Both of these videos and the one of Hirsch come as Hamas studies Israel's latest proposal for a truce. Israel's foreign minister has said that a deal that includes an agreement to free the remaining hostages could stop Israel's planned ground assault in the southern Gazan city of Rafah. There's been international concern about what any offensive would mean for the estimated 1.4 million Palestinians currently sheltering there. And it's reported that a divide has emerged within Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet between those who want to prioritise the Rafah assault and those who want to see a hostage release negotiated first. But Hirsch's mother is sure about one thing.
The time is running out to save them. The time is running out to save all of us.
Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Ada Barume.
Tortoise. I'm Afua Hirsch.
I'm Peter Frankopan.
And in our podcast, Legacy, we explore the lives of some of the biggest characters in history.
This season, we're exploring the life of Cleopatra.
An iconic life full of romances, sieges, and tragedy. But who was the real Cleopatra? It feels like her story's been told by others with their own agenda for centuries.
But her legacy is enduring, and so we're going to dive into how her story has evolved all the way up to today.
I am so excited to talk about Cleopatra, Peter.
Love Cleopatra.
She is an icon.
She's the most famous woman in antiquity. It's got to be up there with the most famous woman of all time.
But I think there's a huge gap between how familiar people are with the idea of her compared to what they actually know about her life and character.
So for pyramids, Cleopatra, and Cleopatra's nose.
Follow Legacy now wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge entire seasons early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.